The Czech Republic has taken a big step towards resolving a decades-old dispute with the country's religious organisations over property confiscated by the communists in 1948. The Ecumenical Council of Churches, which represents Catholic, Protestant and Jewish communities, has agreed to a government proposal to return or compensate property seized by the communist regime. Rob Cameron reports from Prague.
The bells of the Church of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Prague's Vinohrady district, calling the Catholic faithful to morning mass. The Catholic Church, Protestant churches, monastic orders, the Czech Jewish community, all these organisations lost huge amounts of property after February 1948, when the communist regime came to power. The property included 181,000 hectares of forest and 72,000 hectares of agricultural land, as well as many valuable buildings, mostly now in state hands. Efforts to return outstanding property after four decades of communist rule have hit successive snags, with considerable political opposition to finding a solution. But now, after many years, the two sides seem that bit closer, after the Ecumenical Council of Churches accepted the government's offer. Jiří Besser, the country's culture minister, has been leading talks on behalf of the state.
Representatives of the state took into consideration both the historical context and the economic possibilities of the state in drawing up this proposal. I think it will receive the support of mayors across the political spectrum, and those mayors are capable of influencing their MPs and senators.
The offer, which, as Minister Besser hinted there, must still be approved by Parliament, proposes giving back 56% of church property and paying out 2.4 billion euros in compensation over several decades. The various churches would use the funds to pay church functionaries and run their organisations, services which are currently heavily subsidised by the state, although the details of how long the state will continue to pay priests' salaries have not been agreed. The proposal was welcomed by Jarl Rummel, the chairman of the Ecumenical Council of Churches and a member of the country's largest Protestant church, even though four-fifths of the money will go to the Catholic Church.
Of course, we non-Catholic churches support this proposal, because all these negotiations on restitution of church property, all these talks on righting the wrongs caused by the communist regime, they've all been about compromise on all sides. That means we must realize we're not going to get everything we want, and we can't ask for everything that we want.
Another meeting in several weeks' time should finalise the issue of state support for churches, after which a law will be drafted and submitted to Parliament. If it's approved, perhaps as early as next year, property could be returned from 2013 on. Mayors and local officials of towns and villages across the country are eager for a solution as soon as possible, as many of them inherited fields, forests and buildings in 1948, property which will, at some point, have to be given back. Rob Cameron, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.